Traffic jams are common on the Illinois and Mississippi rivers. The aging lock and dam system is slowing the flow of goods. Farmers and companies that ship grain say delays are costing them nearly $100 million a year, and they want the federal government to do something about it. Todd Gleason reports from Peoria, Illinois.
The Peoria Locks opened in June of 1938. It's just one in a series of locks and dams that help boats navigate the Illinois and Mississippi rivers. The two rivers drop 167 feet from top to bottom, Chicago to New Orleans, and without the locks and dams, Dick Moss says big boats couldn't navigate. Moss has been the Army Corps of Engineers lockmaster at Peoria for the past 14 years.
Basically, it's just stair-step in the river. It just controls the pools and water levels, so the periods like we have right now when it's dry, there's navigable water out there so you can operate 365 days a year. If you didn't have these stair steps to hold this river at certain levels in pools, you wouldn't have enough water to operate your towboats, move commerce.
Commerce, raw goods, a little salt, some coal, and fertilizer, but mostly it's corn and soybeans that move along these rivers. As many as 303 million tons each year are shipped in huge floating containers called barges. Each barge can hold about 60 truckloads of grain. Usually, 15 of these barges are tied together to float down the Illinois River. That's about the length of four football fields laid end to end. And Moss says that's a problem.
We can handle 600 foot of them, and they break them in half, then we come back and get the other 500 feet, and then they put them all back together again. That's your hour and a half, 2 hour locking. That's what they call a double locking.
Most people don't know how a lock works, not even local farmers. So the Illinois Corn Growers and Soybean Associations, along with the State Farm Bureau and the Army Corps of Engineers, arranged a ride-along for farmers recently. This barge is pushed by a 5,000-horsepower towboat, the American Beauty. It's taking farmers through the Peoria Lock and Dam. A slow ride, about 5 miles an hour, so there's plenty of time for the associations to get their message out. The message is the locks are too short, and if they were longer, the farmers would make more money. It's not an argument Logan County, Illinois farmer Richard Martin buys right away, but after considering it for just a moment, he comes around.
I got thinking here, yeah, if we're more competitive, it's bound to be better for our bottom line down the road.
It's frankly a boring ride through the Peoria Lock. The towboat and barges drive into the lock, kind of like a garage, and the huge doors slam shut behind them. Then the water goes up or down 8 feet. And then the door on the other end opens and you leave. Well, it takes about 25 minutes. And that's the point. The companies using the river to ship grain want longer locks because it costs $400 for every hour boats like the American Beauty sit idle, about $94 million worth of idle time every year. Well, the agricultural groups have been lobbying the Army Corps of Engineers to lengthen two locks on the Illinois and five on the Upper Mississippi River. While farmers are more than willing to support this, some environmentalists are asking, at what cost? At a recent meeting in St. Louis, environmental activist Jack Norman urged the Corps of Engineers not to make a decision on lengthening the locks until it completes a study of the river system next year.
Those who argue for that, in the absence of the completion of a good study, are arguing from unstated premises most of the time and from flat-out wrong assumptions some of the time.
Army Corps of Engineers Brigadier General Edwin J. Arnold is determined that the Corps remain neutral in the debate, at least until the study's completed.
We are not predisposed to any of the alternatives. That's the basic idea of the study, is to figure out how to achieve the greatest effects in an environmentally sustainable manner.
If it determines that longer locks are in the best interest of U.S. commerce and that they can be built in a way that doesn't harm the environment, the $1.5 billion cost will be split evenly. U.S. taxpayers will pick up half the bill. The companies will pay the rest. All this so that Midwestern farmers can continue to ship their grain on the nation's largest commercial waterway. For NPR News, I'm Todd Gleason on the Mississippi River System.